Driver moves along here from one instant to the next instant to the next instant. Here is the horizon. Here's the horizon. And let's get it straight. The static or causal patch corresponded to this region here. Somebody out here can send signals and receive signals only from in here. All right, the last slicing, which is interesting, which I didn't discuss, is a slicing which looks like this. I'll just mention it. We won't have much use for it. You slice it by planes, but planes which are limiting light-like planes like this. That slicing, starting and using for time the proper time along here where it intersects, that slicing is the flat space slicing of De Sitter space. It's the slicing of De Sitter space which only covers half of the De Sitter space, in which the metric looks like dt squared minus plus r squared e to the 2t over r d omega squared. In other words, it's a purely expanding geometry, but it only covers half the hyperboloid. And if I want to draw those pictures on this doubled Penrose diagram, they actually look like this. Okay. Global sections, global slices look like this. Static or causal patch slices slice it up this way. And then there's one more slicing, which is the slicing into flat space sections. And the flat space slicing looks like this. And that's the flat space slicing. So there are many different ways to slice up the De Sitter space. There's even negative curved Friedman-Robertson-Walker slicing that we may mention if we get a chance. Okay, that's it for today. Any questions? Yeah.
Presenting the anti-De Sitter space, you have the regular metric and anti-De Sitter plus Schwarz.
Yeah.
You have to make a change. The same in Minkowski. You have like flat Minkowski and Schwarz.
Basically the same change.
But it seems that here you just start with like the regular metric of De Sitter and you make some manipulations and you obtain horizons and things.
Okay. But we could have done something very similar. Let's assume that the right thing to do is to write the equation del squared f. Now this means ordinary flat space del squared, d by d x squared plus d by dy squared plus d by dc squared is equal to some energy density. So Schwarzschild, we put a point singularity in here, something proportional to the mass times g. And what do we get? We get f is equal to a constant, which we'll choose arbitrarily to be 1, plus there's some coefficient here, 2mg over r. Okay? Okay. Now let's put in cosmological constant on the right-hand side here. Cosmological constant, and I think I want negative. Positive energy corresponded to a negative sign here. So now I want to put in negative energy to do anti-De Sitter space. So let's put in a lambda here. Okay? Del squared F is equal to lambda. What does that mean? That means d by dx squared plus d by dy squared plus d by dz squared equals lambda. All right? The general solution to that is 1, a constant, which we're free to choose, I'm doing anti-De Sitter space. It's probably plus now. X squared plus y squared plus z squared. Let's see, del squared of x squared plus y squared plus z squared is 6 or something, some number. And so I want to put a lambda in here also. And lambda is proportional to 1 over r squared. So it's 1 plus little r squared over big R squared. That was anti-De Sitter space. Okay? De Sitter space, put minus here, and you get the opposite sign, still correct. And now, if you want to add a black hole to any of these, all you have to do is put an extra point source in. Times the mass, mass g times the delta function. All right, and that's the rule which always works. So does that answer your question? I don't know if it has anything to do with your question. Okay, so it's very simple to generate these solutions. You just use Newton's equation for F, and cosmological constants are constant energy densities. Point sources are point sources, and that generates them for you.
Energy density is minus the cosmological constant.
Oh boy, let's see. I can only do this sort of what the philosophers call a posteriori.
If it's positive cosmological constant.
Well, we can figure this out by trial and error. The Schwarzschild is positive energy, right? I mean, a mass point is put in. It's 1 minus 2 mg over r. So it means, I think, that we want minus, is that right? Minus some coefficient times mg, and then d by dx squared, right? That's right. Right. So it looks like what goes on the right-hand side here is minus the energy density. And I define the cosmological constant so that it is plus the energy density. So if I wanted De Sitter space, I would put a minus sign here. If I want anti-De Sitter space, I put a plus sign here.
I mean, so with the positive energy density,
yeah,
the space first collapse and then expand again. Which,
yeah,
is not what I would expect.
Okay, right. That's right. It's the but the issue is the right thing to think about is not the energy density, but the pressure. And for a cosmological constant, the pressure is negative, so it comes in with the opposite sign. But yeah, everybody who learns this subject goes through a period of puzzling about why positive energy density causes the universe to bounce. Then they eventually give up, and they can't figure it out, and so they tell their students, well, it's because the pressure is negative. Okay, good.